From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm True Gwynn, filling in for Janae Darden. My guest this week is musician, dancer, and choreographer Karina Ho, working under the moniker Oniko. Hi, Karina.
Hi.
Karina is a Fulbright scholarship recipient and recently completed a film project featuring dancers with disabilities called We Sleep No More. And right now she's going to tell us about three events happening this week in the Bay. That's where it is. Oh, oh, oh. First up is a new tango series happening tonight and every fourth Thursday at Ashkenaz in Berkeley. Can you tell us a little bit about that space? Have you been there before?
Yeah, if you love to dance to live music, that is a great way to just go out and meet new people in a very non-creepy way. A lot of times they'll offer a dance lesson. So I used to love to swing dance there. It's tango this time, but they have a variety of different styles of different genres of music. And it's just a really fun way to spend an evening.
Yeah, there will be live music, a dance lesson, in addition to DJs.
Yeah.
For people to get together and dance tango. Whenever I think of tango music, I always think of that scene in The Addams Family.
Oh, with Morticia?
Yeah, with Morticia. Yeah. And it just seems like such a sexy dance that I could probably never...
That's very sensual.
I don't think I could do it,
yeah,
seriously.
Me neither.
That's a new tango series featuring live music and dance every fourth Thursday at Ashkenaz in Berkeley. Next up is a screening of Aretha Franklin's performance of Amazing Grace at Watts Church, filmed in 1972. It's showing at the Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive this Friday. Tell me a little bit about the Pacific Film Archive. Have you been there?
Yeah. It's a really great way to watch film that you wouldn't see in theaters. So sometimes that's a series like Miyazaki films or different artistic films. It's just a rich way to enjoy specific genres.
And do you remember where you were when you found out that Aretha Franklin had passed away?
I was in the car.
You
broke my heart. Just she and other artists of that time, like Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, their music really moves me and has inspired a lot of what I do now.
Well, this should be a really good screening because this performance of Aretha's doing Amazing Grace was actually her best-selling record. And although it was filmed in 1972, it wasn't even released until 2018. So it's your chance to go out there and see it. That's a screening of Aretha's 1972 performance of Amazing Grace at the Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive this Friday. Amazing Grace. Your last pick is a classical performance in a living room.
Yeah, so there is something called Group Muse. It is a website that curates intimate classical concerts. So whether it's in a private home or a small art space, it's super inexpensive. I think it was $3 last time I went. They reveal the location to you when you sign up. So it's there's a bit of an adventure component. And it's just like a really nice way to not be in a giant symphony hall, which I find super boring, and listen to really amazing musicians.
And way more accessible price-wise, too, because it's not cheap to go
exactly
to a hall.
Yeah, it's trying to make classical music accessible to younger people, because you actually do need the app to get this.
Older people are like, oh, no.
I think they can use their desktop, actually.
That's an intimate classical music show hosted in a living room and organized by Group Muse this Saturday night in Montclair. For more details on that or any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org. Karina, thank you so much for being here to share these three arts events with us. Tell us how people can find your music.
You can find me on Spotify or any music streaming platform.
And you go by Onico?
Onico, O-N-I-K-H-O.
Sights and Sounds is engineered by Tarek Fuda and produced by me, Truk Nguyen. I'll keep your secrets safe.